Jess in with you this morning, and it's been a long time between catch-ups with Justine Cooper from the Doing It For Our Farmers pantry in Murarundi, but she joins me this morning. Justine, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. It's so lovely to catch up with you this morning.
You too. It's been a while.
It has been a while. So tell us, what's been going on with the pantry in Murarundi? The last sort of 6 months would have been interesting, I'm sure.
It has been interesting. We had to close the pantry due to COVID restrictions, unfortunately, for a few months. And then once those restrictions were lifted a little bit, we were allowed to do care packs for our farmers and hampers and things like that. And the pantry had to stay shut, but the farmers came in on a certain day, were given a certain time so that social distancing was maintained. And they come in and pick up their hampers and their dog food and water if they needed it and anything else they needed. And and now we've been allowed to open one day a fortnight again. And same rules apply. They come in at a certain time and give the list to the girls there and they go shopping for them and they take everything home. So it's been a trying time and it hasn't been as much as it has been over the last 2 years. But, we're still in there. We've been quite on social media, but behind the scenes still supporting our farming families.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I had a conversation with someone the other day about the drought, and they sort of said, oh, we're out of drought now here, aren't we? And I went, oh, well, actually, no, we're not. Like, while it's green, it doesn't mean that, you know, our farmers aren't still trying to get back on it, up on their feet, trying to get back to, you know, a good financial place and a good place where they're sort of back to what they were.
That's exactly right, because you're looking at the last few years of no income and having to sell things off, so they're rebuilding at the moment, and this is the first time, hopefully, that they're going to actually make an income. So whilst we've had a couple of farmers say, when we've contacted them to say, you know, would you like to come in and get supplies, they've said, no, we're okay at the moment. But we've still, the majority of our farmers still need that helping hand, and we're very willing to help them and keep supporting them. So while things are on the up and up, and yes, you know, it is green, and yes, there's water in those dams, but they've still got a long way to go.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for Christmas last year, it was massive for you and the pantry. It was absolutely huge. What's happening this year?
Yeah, last year was, it was unbelievable. It was overwhelming. It was, huge. We supported so many families, over 150 families through Christmas. Just through the Murarundi pantry, that's not, you know, the Tamworth pantry as well. But for us, it was huge. And this year, we haven't had donations because we weren't allowed to take any because things had to go into quarantine when they came in. And it's been a trying time for everybody, businesses, groups, associations having to close down. So, you know, we weren't going to ask people for donations. A few are starting to come in now, but this year it's very different. We are just making up some Christmas hampers, specifically Christmas stuff, with food and bonbons and presents and things like that. And our farmers have to register to be able to eligible to get that, and then they will be emailed a time and a day for them to come and pick it up.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we're still in that Christmas spirit, and we still want to, you know, give our farmers a helping hand over Christmas. It's just not, unfortunately, to the extent that we were able to do it last year, which was a highlight of my life. It was amazing.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, I felt so lucky to be able to come up and see it firsthand happening with you, Justine. You know, the generosity of people bringing stuff in and the farmers, you know, coming to get what they needed. It was just awesome.
It was, wasn't it? And it was donations from all over Australia. And it was
incredible.
Awesome. It was great to have you guys there. It just added to the day and put a smile on people's faces, which was what it was all about. And people were still turning up at the door, bringing donations in whilst we were giving them out.
Yeah.
So we were able to, you know, give a helping hand to a lot of people during that time, and it was just wonderful. So we're still trying to do it, just, unfortunately can't do it to the same extent as last year.
But still doing something, which is the main thing. And if you would like to register for a Christmas hamper, how do we go about doing that?
Sure. So there's a couple of different ways. There's a phone number that people can call, which is 7665311, or you can email Doing It For Our Farmers at doingitforourfarmers2018@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And you're still taking donations and things for the hampers?
Yeah, we definitely are. Yep. We've been very lucky. We've been able to purchase things that we've needed along the way through donations and money, and that's with the help of the Lions Club in Morundi. Yep. We've been able to maintain that stock flow. We've got rid of everything that we had there, which was great. So we've cleaned out the pantry and cleaned out the shipping container that we had there, but now we're buying everything in. But, you know, whatever little difference we can make to them for this Christmas, we're very, very happy to do it. So when they do register, they've just got to, if they email, name, phone number, property name, just a few details on there so that our staff can get back to them and organise a day and a time for them to come and pick up the hampers, which will be around the 16th of December. So it'll be the week before Christmas week. So then everyone will know what they've got and what they need to go and buy.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Justine, it has been so awesome catching up with you this morning. We'll catch up with you before Christmas again as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, no, thank you, Jess, and to you guys at AIR for your continued support of us. It's been 2.5 years and you guys have been right there with us and helping us and bringing light to the situation our farmers are going through, and everybody really appreciates that. So thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there.